I think the spiritual needs are probably as varied as the people, but in general, I think you can make a few generalizations. For instance, it's often their first time entering significant relationships with all the choices there. It's their first, it's sort of their moving into adulthood and taking ownership of their own values and their own principles about how they're going to live their lives. People are moving from maybe a childlike faith, and I don't mean that in any disparaging way, but a very sort of childlike faith into a more questioning adult faith. So you've got that transition. So I think those are the main sort of spiritual issues of moving into a new phase of life, feelings maybe of dislocation, feelings of being lost. Loneliness is a big issue in colleges. Sadly, when I was in a previous incarnation, I was president of the Students' Union in University College Galway. And sadly, the year that I was the union president, we had several suicides on the campus. So, I mean, there are issues there around moving away from home, settling into a new lifestyle, making all those adult decisions, doing your own shopping, all those sort of things, paying your own electricity bill, and all those kind of changes, and having to make your own way in the world and think about, as I make my own way in the world, what are the values, what are the principles, what are the things I'm going to live my life out of? Mm. And what about maybe my inherited faith that I've grown up in very often? Where is that going to fit in? If it was a very, as I say, childlike faith, well, then maybe it's got to move through a questioning phase into a more adult, a more sort of intellectually credible and spiritually satisfying faith. Mm. So there's a lot of things there. Mm.
Do you think that spirituality is very relevant for a lot of students these days?
Yes. I think, though, there are some challenges there, because the typical line you'll get from a lot of young people is this, and I know it because I kind of agree with it myself, is I'm not too much interested in organized religion, but I'm spiritual, or I have a sense that the great religious traditions have a lot to teach us, or there's a good deal of wisdom and insight about how to live a life there, and maybe if I can, I'd be interested in finding out more about that. So the challenge for us is to try to reach out to that sense that people have that maybe there is something real and tangible and helpful in the great spiritual traditions, and that the one that we are representing, Christianity, might be one that they should look at. But I think the bigger issue necessarily really is that as people move, I go back to it again, as people move from that sort of faith of their childhood, very often institutional faith, inherited faith, into having to understand that faith in a more adult way, that can be a very difficult transition. And my own feeling is that churches are not very good at helping people make that transition from a childlike faith to an adult, intellectually credible, spiritually satisfying faith. And that's got to be our key role. You know, as I often say, our faith may be 2,000 years old, but our thinking doesn't have to be. Mm. And sadly, the most vocal Christians that are out there at the moment, it seems to me, are the various fundamentalist groups. And in society, maybe, on the other hand, you've got various forms of relativism. So for those of us in the middle, it's very hard to get our message out that it is possible. You know, it is possible to come to church and not leave your brain at the door. It is possible to be a committed Christian and not be a fundamentalist or a literalist. That it is possible to be a committed Christian and to have respect for the insights of other world faiths. And if we can get those sort of messages out there, I think we can learn a lot.
Because traditionally, I imagine college, like you say, would be the time that maybe people would have, prior to college, have gone to Mass every week because they went with their parents, and now suddenly they're in college and they have their own decisions and their own choices, and, you know, they start sleeping in on a Sunday because they've been out on Saturday night. So it's not top of their priorities. You know, so how are you going to do that? How are you going to help reach that transition, like you were saying?
Yeah. Can I just say something a bit controversial first? That sort of rebellious phase, or that sort of phase of questioning and maybe moving away from a time from people's inherited institutional faith, may actually be necessary. I'm not saying that we encourage it, but it may be a necessary phase very often for people to move through. You know, when you can make your own decisions very often, you will use that to make your own decisions. And then maybe if you come back to the religious tradition or to faith later, then it'll be your own. It won't no longer be something that simply you grew up in. So that can often be a good thing, almost. Now, your question about the Sunday mornings is very true, of course. And I guess the way that we try to address that is to have various events during the week as well. You say that students go out on Saturday night and sleep in Sunday morning. There's also a huge number of students who go home to wherever it is they're from at the weekends with a bag of dirty washing for their poor mum, or at least that was what it was like when I was in university. So there's a lot of students who Trinity is a 9-to-5, Monday to Friday sort of campus, and they go home at the weekends. So I think events during the week, building community during the week, lectures and talks and just gatherings and getting together for a bit of an old chinwag about the meaning of life during the week, those things are really, really important.